Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hi there. We are going through the entrepreneurship A to Z. We're on the F's, and our F word is failure. And I feel like this is somewhat of a milestone. We've come this far, and the word that is in front of us is failure. The possibility of going out of business. But I'm going to put a little bit of a spin, because before failure, I want to share with you, what are some of the signs that you're potentially headed in a dangerous direction? And before you get to the point of failure, where you feel like you have to close the business, close the operation, cease everything, and either pay off creditors or write off a loss, bankrupt. Before you get there, how to either pivot or pause. That's the key. Pivot or pause before you go into the ultimate downward spiral. And it means that you're on top of your numbers, that you're aware of where you are and your trajectory. All of that is necessary to avoid that failure. So one of the things I did was I took an article that was about warning signs of when to close your business. But I'm going to put a twist on it, because we're going to use those signs to recognize when we need to pause or pivot to avoid having to shut everything down. Because a lot of times, the painful part, when people have to close a business, they still have that dream and vision. They still feel in their heart of hearts that there was a way to make it work. But if you get into that spiral and don't pivot or pause, then it's inevitable that you have to take, and often sometimes take, a huge loss. And that's what we want to avoid. So let's talk about some of the warning signs. First of all, at the top of the list was, you don't recognize yourself. That instead of your small business, your venture, bringing out the best in you, your best qualities, making you happy, it's the exact opposite. And this is why you see sometimes, even in corporations, where executives or founders of companies have to go off and take a retreat to get recentered. Because the business is a reflection of where you are emotionally and mentally and even spiritually. So you've got to get yourself centered, because sometimes things get into a spiral. So sometimes you might just need to hit the pause button. Get yourself recentered. Find yourself, the best version of yourself, so that you can bring that back to the business. because it's impacting you, it's impacting your business, and any of the workers around you. Here's the number two. It's getting too much to handle. You're stressed. You're just barely going through the motions. And the one key thing in this particular part of the article, and the article comes from the website wisestep.com. And again, it's an article about closing your business, but we're talking about pausing or pivoting. And this is when it's too much to handle. And one of the things is that some entrepreneurs don't have experience in damage control. People who actually have worked in corporate America and then come and then start a business, that may be one of the things that you learn and were exposed to. You might have seen some failings of a company. And as much as we complain about how the company was run, that actually is a great lesson and takeaway that you use and even build up the muscle of damage control. You know, whether it's a big business or a small business, there's some things that happen and you have to recover from. You and being able to handle the pressure of when things aren't going well. Maybe there's something that's affecting your image or your brand. You've got to recover from it. You've seen it on TV where even some celebrity and even athletes have done things that you think will damage their image and cannot be rolled back. And yet, a month, a year, 2 years or so may pass. And before you know it, they're back and they're forgiven and they're given another chance. Robert Downey Jr. is the poster child, I think, of doing things and being forgiven by his fans and by the public. And there's others as well. But at the end of the day, know that there are going to be some things that you are going to find yourself in a position where there may be some damage control. But if it's in that moment, it may be so much coming at you so fast, hit the pause button. Just hit the pause button in a polite and professional way. Contact your customer and client base. Let them know that you're going on pause. And in every, be professional in every aspect to address their needs, not leave them just high and dry and disappear. And being very transparent and honest with them. But let them know you're going on pause. Another one. When the incitement and the thrill is gone, that's a time when, again, you go into a business, you become an entrepreneur because this is supposed to be so personal, something that you're enthusiastic about and excited about. And suddenly the thrill is gone. Both professionally and sometimes even and personally. Sometimes you need to put it on pause. Or, I did mention pivoting. Is there a way to turn it over or to delegate, especially the pieces that are bringing you the most stress? Is it time to bring in someone and pay them to do, let's say, for example, bookkeeping or to handle returns? Sometimes when we get to a certain point and we're making money, we're excited about finally making that return on our investment, but we then have to recognize when you get to use that money, that income, to pay someone, so that you can find the proper balance. So it's okay to pay professionals. Maybe, you know, the first 3, 4, 5 years of your business, you used to do it all. You've got to know when you have to delegate. That's part of that pivoting, changing the role, changing your definition of your role. Oftentimes, the people who start a business aren't the ones that can maintain it through its growth. And the faster you grow, the faster you realize that. So if you're juggling and struggling, think about pivoting, delegating, building up your staff. Number 4, when you're not meeting your annual capital, when the numbers just are not adding up, when the market isn't reacting the way you need it to, when you're building up debt. And oftentimes people think, let me find a way to get an infusion of cash, to get some more money. Well, really, you're actually acquiring more debt. You've got to figure out why you're not making the money with the money you have before bringing in more money that's just to pay for back an accumulated debt. You're causing yourself more harm. Just to say it simply, more money is not the answer. You've got to figure out what's going on with your market. So maybe put it on pause. Get a professional to look at what you have. Get some suggestions and be willing to take those suggestions. What often happens, again, entrepreneurs get stubborn and they want to stick to their original plan, even though the numbers are not adding up. They don't want to change. They don't want to take on new advice. They don't want to compromise their brand. And that stubbornness is just going to continue to make you spiral downward. And it's not changing the numbers in any way. Here's another one. And this is a key. You know it's time to pivot or pause when your health is starting to deteriorate. Nothing's more important than your health, because if you're not healthy, and with most entrepreneurs, they are the backbone of the business, you're going to take the business with you. So pause it, or again, pivot, delegate, hand it over temporarily to one of your key workers or someone that's been with you all along, or even if you have to pay someone to run it for a period of time, or just recognize that it's time for you to pivot off. Maybe move on to a different adventure and turn it over to a management group. And when we talk about your health, we're talking about your psychological as well as physical health. Okay? Know when to pivot or pause. Another sign, number 6, this one is when you lose your creativity and your drive. When you're at the point where, again, you're going through the motions, but the one thing that is important for entrepreneurs is vision, creativity, looking at what's next, staying a few steps ahead, because the competition is always right on your trail. If you're successful, there's someone that's there right behind you, willing to copycat your success. And if you don't keep a few steps ahead, we'll overtake you. Prime example for me, I remember when I first wrote my first children's book on something that had diverse characters. There weren't many others out there, especially the self-published arena. Now I can go to expos and there's rooms full of people. Atlanta alone is saturated with Black authors that write children's book. And this is exciting for me. At the same time, I've moved forward. I'm now onto bookstores when, and there have been Black bookstores, so I'm even on the heels of others who have bookstores. I haven't seen that many that are children focused. I did recently see one that carried some of the gift type things and merchandise that I have. But of course, they don't have my unique characters. But it tells me that I've got to move forward and keep moving forward. Because when people walk into my store or stores, plural, I want them to say, I've never seen this before. This is, and just recently I had a group. We need one of these in my state. We need this in over here. We need this over there. So that in my mind planted the seed of franchising, expanding. That's what's next. But you've got to keep that creativity and drive. When you lose that creativity drive, is it time for you to either pause or pivot? Is it time for you to create a new position in your company for a creative director or bring in a consultant once a year to kind of bring some new ideas? If it's not in you, it's okay to say, hey, there are other people. At the end of the day, it's still your final decision, but bringing in others and paying them for their value, paying them so to take the stress off of yourself. Peace of mind and relieving your stress comes at a cost sometimes, and it's well worth it. Here's another one. As we round, we have a couple more. Number 7 is when you love your product more than you love your customer. You shouldn't start out that way, and you should never get to that point in your business. You should love your customers. You should love your clients. You should love the people that you're working with. When that becomes a chore, when you start impacting customer engagement, the business and your brand suffer the consequences. And this is coming from this article too. These aren't just my words. So this is from 2 different sources, but I wholeheartedly agree with that. This next one, when your employees are being impacted, when they're not being taken care of, when the people that have helped you build it up suddenly recognize and feel a change in the mood and in the thrill of the organization. That's something you want to pay attention to. All of these things. Now we know in business, and this the article says as well, there's no pain, no gain. We know that there's some level of pain, but we're saying when it's at the point where there are sleepless nights, then it's time to think about, before we get to the point of closing the business, pausing or pivoting. The ultimately, and I will say this, there does come a time when even if you did do a pause, part of that pause is evaluating, do you want to come back to the business, or is it time to pivot? And that pivot may look like packaging your businesses and then shopping it around to sell it for someone who's to sell it to someone who's going to take it to the next level. Many times, and entrepreneurs have to keep this in mind, you may not work that business for the rest of your life. This may not end up being your retirement plan. It may just be for you to bring your vision to life and then turn it over for someone to turn it into a medium or large business. Make sure you're able to and can define your worth in terms so that you can get bought out and feel good about getting bought out. And that's the important part about knowing when to sell and selling at a time before you're so far in the red, no one will buy you. Again, entrepreneurs have to keep that in mind. When you start a business, it doesn't mean that you're in it for life, that you've got to turn it over to the grandkids and to the kids. More than likely, they have no interest in running your business. And I'm going to say it again, they have no interest in running your business. That's once every other generation where the kids actually want to inherit the business. Think about packaging your business and your concept and selling it. Carol's Daughter, the famous hair product, she sold it and moved on. There are many, many people, entrepreneurs, they make it to the point where they are just on the verge of mass producing. They sell it off to the corporation. Now, sometimes the customers aren't as thrilled with that idea that they're sold off. But if it comes between you running the business out of business and selling it to someone that can keep the name of your business and the essence of your business, then do it with no regrets and no apology. I took us to 20 minutes. I don't often do that. So I'm going to end us here for today's topic. Thanks for listening. Bye.